welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 29th, 2016, and I'm your host, Antoine Bergeron. Yes, not Paul this time. Here with my co-host, Steve Gagné, as you also know him as B-Steve. How are you doing?
Hi, Antoine. I'm doing good.
So we haven't heard you for in a while on the main show, so I'm happy to at least have you on the newscast.
Well, thanks for having me, Antoine. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you back sooner than later. I have some itch to get my square bases on the table, so I have to try Ninth Age, and you're the only one I know the game.
So. I'm brave enough to play it, yes.
That's good. So, same format as usual, events, non-crowdfunding news, and crowdfunding news. So, let's jump in right now with the events. First up, we have the Style Cup 3 on April 30th in Repentigny. This is a Blood Bowl tournament, 4-game, NAF approved, $35 on pre-registration and $40 at the door. That includes lunch and dinner. You'll be able to get more info. We'll provide a link in the show notes as usual. Second event is the ND Open 8, May 7th and 8th. And for once, I won't be talking about it. I'll let Steve go on.
So it's, as Antoine said, it's May 7th and 8th, and it's in Montreal at the Officers' Mess at Long Point. And there's several events running. Some are one-dayers, and the big 40K and 9H tournament are during the entire weekend. All the details are either on the Facebook page or on the forums, and you have the link to register. Registration are still open. And also during the weekend, on the Saturday, there will be the Figurine Quebec painting contest. And if you want more detail on that, I suggest you go back to the previous episode of Geeks of the North with the interview with Mathieu Fontaine, who talks about the how the tournament is going and how he's running it.
That's good. Now, onto non-crowdfunding news. First up, we have some new release by Praevitor Press. That's not your...
That's not my cup of tea, unfortunately.
Yeah. But some new stuff, the Blind Walker for the Gators, which is a combo set with the... Rassler, if I remember correctly, which is their other AV. So they have now the new one, which is also an art note, which is pretty cool. Big undead gator, giant gator with candles on it and a small pyre at the top. Pretty cool. And also there is a new Grotesque Assassin. Grotesque are a blindness with wings. And this one is a solo instead of a unit. There's also the new Banshees. They're grotesques, though the combo box with the regular grotesque, and now they have a new unit. And Paul would be happy if he was here, but the Trench Buster, that's a Signar Ogryn Trencher solo. So we've been chatting this week about doing a full Ogryn Signar army. So Signar with only multi wounds, while they're usually all small bays, single wound guys. So make them tough for once. So the model is pretty cool and has a pretty cool pose. I know it's not your cup of tea. Any of those models, it's your fancy visually at least? Or,
well, the broker looks
the less
like
ugly one, maybe.
Well, the broker looks like an Ogryn from 40K. I mean, the yes. Gun is almost a replica of the heavy stubber, so he's not too bad, but. I'm not the Grotesque Assassin is not too bad too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest, you know.
yeah, that's fine. I'm not fond of Legion either, so the Grotesque are not my cup of tea at all.
So next on the agenda, we have Broken Contract, who opened their web store and released some new miniatures. So.
Yeah. Oh, so Broken Contract was a game, it's a post-apocalyptic game that was on Kickstarter, and it's been fulfilled, and everything is now on pre-order and will be on general release pretty soon. I haven't pledged to it, but they have some pretty nice model. The Breaker faction are like miners, and one of the guys is pretty big with a giant, how do you call that? Like a portable kind of, skillsa?
Yeah, portable skillsa, I guess. Something like that. I some of the miniature really have a Necromunda feel on them, and they look, I like the look of them.
So next up, we have Zenith Miniatures. They have released free rules for their new skirmish version, Tauri, with Tauri-E, T-O-R-I-I. I have no idea how you pronounce that. It's Japanese. Wannabe Japanese, at least. So it's a skirmish version of their game Kensai. The miniatures for Kensai are really, really nice. And now they have a new game to go with it, but for shorter games and less models, so you'll only need 8 to 12 warrior instead of the full armies you needed usually for Kensai. So I like the concept, and the rules are free. So that's easy to go try and take a look at it. And especially take a look at the minis too, because for feudal Japanese miniatures, they are really cool.
And up next, we have Spartan Games, who announced their April release. was the Battle for Iceland.
Yes, they have a bunch of release for Halo, for Firestorm, but the one that caught my eyes mostly was the Battle for Iceland, which is a two-player
single game
fleet box. So it's you have everything, there's probably a scenario with it, and you have everything for Prussian Empire and Covenant of Antarctica, and also a fast play rule book for it. So it probably has scenarios. There's some specific terrain also in the box. So it's a nice intro to get on the naval side of dystopian wars.
Yeah, so you can pick up just a starter and see how it feels and delve into more if you like it.
Yep, and it's not too big. It's the faction or the two sides are probably similar to a starter or even a bit less than the regular starter. So it's probably pretty affordable. I don't have the price tag with me. But normally, Dystopian Wars is always affordable, especially for the quality of the resin cast. So,
yeah, they look good.
It's going to be pretty good. Okay. Next up, we have
Chicken!
a new model by Cybor. It's a chicken bust.
So and if you're not done with eating all your chocolate, or if you have a sugar rush and need something to paint, pick up the chicken.
Or don't, because if you look at that and while thinking you are going to eat something, you're probably going to throw up. So it's a bust of an egg that's been hatched, but what in it is a chicken man?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of a small, I don't know what poussin in English, but a baby chicken.
Yeah,
a chick. Yeah, but with a human face.
With a horn as well. So it's
it's an horn, or maybe just the small chicken come with that to a like fleshy bit in the on it's the head.
It's a crossover.
A crest.
Yeah. It's a crossbreed of chicken and Lucifer. I mean.
Yeah, that's
so
a nice way
basically
to put it.
You don't want to know where it's coming from. No. But it looks cool. The details are really nice, and it looks like a nice piece to paint.
Yeah, and for €25, which is about what, $35-40 Canadian, for a piece of almost 10 centimeters, so 4 inches high for a bust.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice, and that's probably a piece you won't see so many of it in any contest.
But it's cool.
Oh, yes.
So if you have a trading event for painting piece for next Easter, well, now you have a piece to paint.
Yeah, or if you want to scare some children during the egg hunt.
Yeah, scare your kids. And last piece of news we have, it's Game Workshop released some new Chaos miniature. They have three Chaos Hero on pre-order, and well, they look good. And what I'm there's one I'm not too fond of, but the two others are really looking good, and they have a they're still going with their great quality of miniature.
Yeah, which one don't you like?
Well, the one in full armor with the axe, the two axes. My favorite one is the one with the spear, like
Yep, same thing for me.
kind of Conan-like.
Yeah, I like them. I'm usually not too fond of Khorne, but those they are pretty dynamic and they look more feral than chaosy. Especially the one with the spear. There's a great beard and long hairs, so they're pretty cool. They are not cheap though. They're what you said, $35 each
Yeah, but
Canadian.
yeah, that's 35 Canadian, so what's
Yeah, for a single infantry mini, yeah, ouch.
Yeah,
But they
exactly.
look nice.
But it looked good, so it must be fun to paint.
Okay, now onto our crowdfunding side. First up, we have the Cog Division of the Household Cavalry 28mm VSF miniatures. So that's a long title to say steampunk cavalry. They have a bunch of steam horses ridden by normal Victorian cavalrymen, and they are pretty cool. If you're into the
Yeah.
steampunk genre, for sure. And they have different kinds. So you have the regular swordsman, you have one with a cannon or a side cannon,
Yeah,
maybe.
Gatling gun on the horse.
And different types of riders too. So it's pretty cool. It's not funded yet, but it has still a while to go. It's running until April 25 and 25th, and they are looking only for 35 or £3,400. So it's still a big amount for a single thing to promote on Kickstarter, but there are so many new games with a steampunk side, and they could fit I think into other games like the Dystopian Wars that we mentioned, the 28mm version, which is the Dystopian Legion. I'm sure they could be proxied in there for something else. So it's at least nice to see something different.
Yeah, they look cool. And then the next one we have is a campaign on Indiegogo. It's the Mummy Queen miniature by Michael Contraros.
You are an ex Tom King player, I think.
Yeah.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, I still have them.
Yeah, so that might fit your cup of tea more for once.
Yeah, it's a nice model. She's 50 millimeter tall and with a huge base. And basically, it's a half naked chick with a mask, Egyptian mask. So.
That's a really good presentation of it. Yeah, the base is really big. The scenic base that goes with her is really big, so it's clearly a piece made for display,
Yeah, at
and
55
not for
millimeter.
gaming. Yeah, and especially at 55, it's big. But the model is €43. That's their basic pledge, and that includes shipping worldwide. So for about 60, $65 Canadian, maybe, you get a big piece shipped to you. And that piece is probably a painting piece for a good piece for competition painting or display painting at least.
Yeah,
So, and it's cool. And you don't
it's
see many Egyptian stuff, so.
yeah. The pose is dynamic, but the base, there's loads of details on the base. It's quite.
Yes.
I think the base it could take almost as long as the mini to paint.
I agree with you.
And also, in the campaign, you can add some other miniature as well. They are worth checking out.
Yeah, didn't buy them before. Yeah, there's a bunch of other one you can
Yeah, from
order.
previous campaign.
And that one is running for 25 days. So I already calculated they are running until April 22nd. And that's it for our news this week. Anything you want to add, Steve?
No, not much. Not much to add. And thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for filling in for Paul, who's too busy painting.
Actually, you're filling it for Paul, and I'm filling in for you. So there you go.
That's true.
Take care, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.